My name is Caitlin Brady, and I studied abroad in the MB World Odyssey as well, and on semester at sea. And my story is called Stepping into the Shoes of a Ghanaian. So in Ghana, I was fortunate enough to do a homestay through semester at sea, which really was able to show me the true culture and lifestyle that the Ghanaians live. Before going, I had many preconceived notions and expectations about Ghana in general and how the people live, including that they were really poor and that they were unhappy with their life, unsatisfied, and didn't really have a lot. And although it was true that they don't have as much as other people do in other countries, I was really surprised when I got to the homestay to know that my expectations and preconceived notions were really wrong. So when I showed up in the bus with about 20 to 25 other semester at sea kids, there was just a plethora of young children jumping and waving and screaming hello and with huge grins on their face. And that brought us so much joy and excitement to be at the homestay. This was in Tema, Ghana, and the village in particular that we were staying at was Togame Village. And this made us really excited when we showed up there. And they were very welcoming. We, they wanted to touch us a lot, and they loved to play with my blonde hair and take photos, take selfies, all of that. They were not greedy and didn't try to take anything from me, ask anything from me. Whereas I thought when they saw, 20 Americans and other older people come to their village that they would be envious of us and greedy and stuff like that. But I was very wrong in that. They were beyond excited to show us their village and their lifestyle. So right away they gave us all Ghanaian names, because that's the proper way of doing it in their culture, and it has to do with the day of the week you were born and your gender. So right away they welcomed us into their village. We met all of the chiefs and the higher authority. And one thing particular that really stood out to me during this time, again, with just how happy they are and that they have nothing to compare their life to compared to other people, especially the kids. They don't know what they're missing out on. So they're loving life, loving everything about what they get to do every day, spend time with their family and friends. And this just brought a lot of joy to me knowing that they love their life just as much as I love my life, and they live much lesser than I do. And just one thing that stood out to me during this experience, it was just one night. And the first night, after the mom cooked us all dinner, she prepared us the best dinner she ever makes. And to me, I was like, okay, this is cool. We're about to see, what is their top highest end dinner. And ended up being, just cooked fish and a soup and with a bunch of vegetables and rice. And I didn't love it very much, but obviously I, showed that I really appreciated it and I tried it as much as I could. But it just really put into perspective how excited, the grandchildren were that their grandmother was making them the best meal ever tonight. And then actually after that, we went back to the communal area of the village, and semester at sea provided us a buffet dinner. And I wasn't too fond of that either, except a few things. And I was pretty surprised that I actually wasn't a big fan of the bread, which I thought would have been the easiest thing to, fill me up. And I felt guilty that I did leave a few things on my plate left over. And I forgot to mention that all this food was on just for semester at sea kids and not for, the hosts and hostesses. And that was kind of painful for me to see that, semester at sea is catering this dinner. But it made sense, and the food that I left on my plate, actually, the grandmother waved her grandson over and just took her hands and just shoveled everything off my plate after asking me if I was done and gave it to the grandson, and he ran it home and put it in their kitchen. And this really was very eye-opening to me in realizing how, we do take a lot of things for granted, whereas in Ghana, they, everything matters, every little thing counts. Additionally, whenever I finished a water bottle, like a plastic water bottle, they would say, "Can you please, keep that and bring it home? Like, we would love to have it." And, just as simple as like a water bottle to them is so much more important to their lives than it is to us when we just kind of don't even care about that stuff as much. So that was just one thing in particular that really stood out to me and really had a huge impact on me. And that's why I was very fortunate to be able to experience that.
So the food was only for you guys, but it was in like the in the middle of like the community?
Yeah, so the village had like a communal area. So you came over, your host parents would walk you to the communal area, and the buffet was just for us, but we kind of snuck them some food.
Did it seem like they were all like looking at you guys like
a little bit? Know, like, it was a little bit uncomfortable. Especially because they were like, can you go sneak me some? Like, can you get me some? It was just like, I don't know. I just felt uncomfortable. And although we bring them, we brought them a lot of stuff, and all the host parents get benefits from hosting people. It's still kind of, you know, upsetting having them just watch me eat when, like, I could, you know, I really didn't need the food. And I would have done anything to just give it to them.
Do you think, like, your experience there has had an impact when you've come back, like, times where you might complain about something, where you just take a step back and you're like, I can't even complain about this. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I definitely, for sure. I don't think I catch myself as much as I catch other people, though, which kind of, like, I obviously need to think about that more. But, you know, when someone, like, is complaining about how, like, they messed up their order from Simply Thai, like, it's still good food. You're still enjoying it. But again, it's hard for me to, like, say that to someone because, like, they don't know. Like, especially if they haven't been to Ghana, they'd be like, okay, like, I know you went abroad there, but, like, okay, no. I'd be like, okay.